Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a report from LA County Public Health says deaths among unhoused Angelenos jumped by more than half from 2019 to 2021. Blame fentanyl for that.
On any given day, on average, over the last couple of years, two people every day are dying of overdose deaths on the street.
A big decision due today on putting a lot more money into Inside Safe, the program launched by LA Mayor Karen Bass to get unhoused Angelenos into housing fast. And a long shot bid to save the Compton Community Garden looks like it's a winner. It's Friday, May 12th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A report from LA County Public Health says deaths among unhoused Angelenos jumped by more than half from 2019 to 2021. These statistics are stunning and sad. LA's senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has looked through the numbers.
A record 2,201 people experiencing homelessness died in Los Angeles County in 2021. Drug overdoses fueled by fentanyl and methamphetamine were the leading cause of death.
There's a tragedy happening in LA, and it's happening on a daily basis.
Will Nicholas is with the LA County Department of Public Health. He says this is the first time they've recorded more than 2,000 people without housing dying in 1 year in LA.
On any given day, on average, over the last couple of years, two people every day are dying of overdose deaths on the street. It is preventable.
Nicholas said some female drug users favor methamphetamine because it keeps them awake in an effort to protect themselves from sexual assaults. The report found coronary heart disease, traffic injuries, and homicide were the other leading causes of death. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
So now you know the problem. What about solutions? Jackie says the public health report on deaths of unhoused Angelenos offers a couple. First, wider availability of naloxone, the drug that can reverse an overdose of fentanyl or other opioids if it's given soon enough. You might know its commercial name, Narcan. That report also says a housing-first approach for unhoused Angelenos is needed. It says you can't treat someone for opioid addiction if they don't have a safe place to sleep. Here's more on fentanyl. Out today is Governor Gavin Newsom's newly revised state budget for the fiscal year that starts in July. The governor says it puts $269 million into a plan to tackle overdoses from fentanyl or other opioids.
We want to continue to amplify those efforts. When I say continue to amplify those efforts, it's reflected in this new slide, an additional $172 million above the investments that we promoted, which were significant in January. And this is for the naloxone distribution project.
Again, naloxone, Narcan, that's the drug that reverses opioid overdoses. We're expecting a major decision by the LA City Council today about oversight of the Inside Safe program. Mayor Karen Bass launched Inside Safe when she took office as a way to get unhoused Angelenos into shelter or housing fast. Mayor Bass has asked for another $250 million for Inside Safe. The City Council's Budget Committee could say yes or no today. In South Los Angeles, finding a home at a price you can afford is often coupled with a fear that gentrification will push prices out of reach. LA's community engagement reporter Julia Barajas recently visited a pop-up art show that looks at affordability and gentrification.
The show is called South LA is Still Home. It features paintings, collages, and photographs by local artists. It also has installations. One of these is a living room complete with a rug, couch, and coffee table. It looks completely ordinary, but if you look closely, you'll start to notice things like a pile of bills that reads final notice in ominous red ink. local nonprofit community coalition put the show together. Ernesto Rocha is the associate director of Arts and Culture.
At first, you kind of see this very familiar sight of people living in a space. But then when you pay attention to the details, you start to notice that this family is also at risk of losing their home.
Rocha says renters and homeowners alike have told them they're struggling to make ends meet. This artwork is meant to illustrate the stress of seeing unpaid bills pile up. I'm Julia Barajas.
The South LA Is Still Home pop-up art show is open through May 20th. It's free. We have more about it at LAist.com. When we come back, saving a community garden in Compton.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. We've told you many times about the efforts in LA County and the city of LA to move away from using armed law enforcement for mental health crisis calls in favor of trained mental health teams. Let's say a psychiatric emergency happens when someone's on the road. What then? LA's mental health reporter Robert Garova says a group of experts has been looking into that.
A draft report from a group of consultants hired by the city of LA calls for, quote, unarmed teams of care-centered behavioral health specialists to respond to traffic-related calls for service when a clear behavioral health issue is present. According to an analysis from NYU's Brennan Center for Justice, there's a national trend of jurisdictions looking to curtail police involvement in road incidents and other nonviolent calls for service. Lauren Brooke Eisen is senior director of the Justice Program at the Brennan Center.
We asked our police to respond to too many calls that they are not trained on, where they might increase the temperature of certain situations.
The draft report says the city could consider using existing models to respond to traffic-related calls, including the therapeutic transport van program. Each unarmed team there is made up of a driver, a licensed psychiatric technician, and someone who has personal experience with mental illness. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
When a for sale sign went up at the Compton Community Garden last month, the gardeners and community organizers took off in a mad dash to save the garden. That meant raising a lot of money fast. And they've done it. They now have the top bid to buy the land. Jonathan Fajardo is the culture and community director at the Compton Community Garden. He says the garden's goal is to keep doing what they've been doing for 10 years, giving away fresh fruit and vegetables.
So our garden feeds the immediate community in Compton and North Long Beach. We have 66 garden beds, and each of those beds can feed a family of four for over a year, and that's if you're doing light gardening. Our purpose is to feed Compton at scale and for free.
Jonathan Fajardo with the Compton Community Garden says they expect to know by this evening if their bid for the garden land has been accepted. And full disclosure, Jonathan was one of my journalism students at Cal State Long Beach a few years back. He gets an A for this one. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive director. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. The LAist engineer for the LA Report is Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Be sure to join Julia Paskin with the LA Report over the weekend. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app. You can also listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.